But I guess you know about these things as well as I, and it's easy to talk about them and not so easy to do them. But it's kind of humorous about them guys taking a trip clear out to California and wrecking each other all the way. That's not a very nice vacation, is it? I'd hate to have to take one like it. Aunt Barb, you say, was sad because they were going to put her in a home. Well, you just keep thinking positive thoughts about everybody, and I'm sorry to hear when you saw your cousin on the car that you didn't have time to spend with them and talk with them, but I guess you didn't say too much about them, so I guess you haven't had much of a visit. I did, you did send me a letter and say that Lou had that someone had delivered the washing dishwasher, so I'm glad to hear about that. It makes me feel real good. Maybe maybe you'll get a new kitchen arrangement in there that'll be all new designed and with some new new cupboards and things like that. You thinking about it, or are you going to just leave those old metal white ones in there? I'm looking. I've been looking at some of those home magazines. Home Builders magazines. It has all of this real modern stuff in it. Boy, there's some of that stuff I'd like to have in a nice home. Wouldn't that be pretty? We'd have a lot of fun if we had something colorful like Lou and Ruth, and I guess we'd have to do a lot of cooking to use it. But we could make them something smaller than that, but pretty. Let's see. Well, anyhow, honey, the highlight of my day was this morning when the mailman brought me two tapes from my dear husband. You know, I don't know. I enjoy making these tapes so much more than writing, because I can talk for about 20 minutes and I can say an awful lot of things and cover a lot of territory. It costs $55 for the tape and $30 to mail them. That's about 85 cents. But it's well worth it to me, because I think if you enjoy them as much as I enjoy making them, then I think tapes will be better than sitting down and writing a letter. And you say, it was so nice to hear your dear gentle voice. I enjoyed every word. I was a little surprised that you were so disappointed with aid, and hope that it'll soon pass and you can concentrate on the good that you're doing by helping those people help themselves. Well, as you can tell by my attitude tonight, it didn't take long for it to pass. And the last tape that I sent was so down in the dumps and blue that I just about didn't send it. But then I thought, maybe it's a good thing to get this off my chest, and I'll tell Florence that it is just for that purpose, and maybe she'll bear with me until she gets another one. And I'm glad that this one's coming along, because I feel so good tonight. I just can't, just busting with telling you how happy I am. I am still, you've put a sentence in here that just about makes my day. You said, I don't think about how much money you make. All I can think of is, dear God, please take care of Carl and send him home to me safe and sound. Well, I think we probably got carried away with the money. which might be true. And maybe 18 months here will finish me off, satisfy my craving, and make me satisfied to sit down for a year or two at the old homestead. But you never know. It seems as though the goal I had is so near, and yet it is quite far off when you begin to think about it. When we're separated like this, and we'll do a little thinking along that line, and maybe when I get home for Christmas, we'll make up our mind on what to do about the future. Now, I must tell you that I haven't written and told the government not to to cancel. I haven't told the government to cancel your trip to Manila. So if you be getting any words soon, just write them back and say that that circumstances have changed. And in the meantime, I'll write a letter and tell them that the circumstances have changed and to cancel it. While I'm thinking of it right now, I'm going to Da Nang tomorrow, and I'll be up there for Thursday, and I'll try and come back Thursday night, which means that I probably won't send you a tape for a couple of days, and it might be a day longer or so. Anyway, if I don't write to you while I'm in Da Nang, and I doubt that I will, since I'll be living in a hotel for one night, it'll probably be a couple of days till I write. But it certainly won't be a couple of days while I'm thinking of you, because you're in my mind all the time. In fact, all day long as I went along, I kept thinking, gee, it's nice. I'll be glad to tell Florence that I'm feeling so much better, and that so she'll know that I'm not just real deep in the blues. In fact, tonight, Ed Dillery said, boy, it's sure nice for us both to feel good at the same time. It sure makes life different, don't it? And I said, yeah, it does. He's had trouble. His wife didn't want him to come out here in the first place, and she quit speaking to him when he did come. And they had a little trouble getting back to their house and in Washington, and the kids in school. But now they've gone back to the same house, and she wanted a new one. And she's got her old house, and she's getting it fixed up, and the kids have gone back to school, and they're making good grades, and the girl has found some friends that she knew before. So Ed has gotten a couple of letters from his wife, and she's been a little bit more optimistic, and that's made him quite happy. I don't know what I'd do if my wife was a pessimist and wrote me that things were bad and bad and bad. I think I'd break my heart. But it's nice to have somebody who writes with optimism, writes with love, and even though I know that there's some sad and sorrowful moments, I have myself, I think, but she keeps bolstering me up and encouraging me. Anyway, you ended your letter by saying that I love you with all my heart. Be good and take care of yourself. Well, honey, I'm always good, and I try real hard to take care of myself, and I do a pretty good job. I think that the government does a pretty good job at taking care of us. We're protected well. We have no problems here where we are. As I've told you before, there are accidents that happen, and things can go wrong, but if we follow the safety factors that they've set for us, and if we're smart enough not to get too far away, of course, if we have to carry out our work and get in positions where it might be a little touch and go, then we're protected for it, we're dressed for it, and we know what to do, and But we don't go out looking for trouble. That's not our business. And I do take care of myself. I take care of myself both mentally and physically. And I keep God on my side all the time. And I keep working with him and asking him to work with me. And I know that he's working with you. And I know that we're pretty close together in our separation, in our spirit anyway. And just to be sure that you know it, I want to tell you that I love you with all my heart, that you've been to me the greatest thing in my life, that you'll always be the greatest thing in my life. I think you are the sweetest woman. I think you're the most handsome woman, too, in all this world. And I think that you just should be here with me right now so that I could let you know, not just with words, but by actions, how I feel about you, how I love you, and how I'm forever and ever keep you in my mind as my goal, to keep happy, as my target to keep contented, to keep comfortable, to keep your heart happy, your lips smiling, your mind always alert, to keep your spirits up so that you'll have something positive to look forward to, this love of mine, so that you'll always be as pretty as you are and your eyes will always glow. And whenever you get thinking that things are real bad, you just remember that Carly loves you with all his heart. He thinks you're the most marvelous person that ever lived. And if you have to play this tape over and listen to it again and again, and know that this is always the way I feel and have always felt about you from the time I was a kid and was capable of holding you in my arms and capable of making a decision about marrying you. Of course, you kind of coaxed me along there. But the decision wasn't too hard to make with a gal like you, a decision that I've never regretted, a decision that I've sometimes thought that was made by the Supreme Being and not by me, but I benefited by the decision. And darling, I just want you to remember that you are one of God's wonderful women, and not just for me, but for the people you take care of and the people that you help, like Aunt Barb, the people that you help, like the school kids, the people that like to come to you and talk, like Ruth and Lou and Ruby. Ruby wrote me a nice letter, and I'll answer it. And the people who look forward to your visits, like Nan and Moss, you might tell them that I send my regards to all of these people. But not to get off the subject, these people think a lot of you, honey. There's lots and lots and lots of people that just adore your company because you're the kind that they can pour their troubles out to. And I know from experience that you're that kind because I've done it all my life. And anyway, this is the part where I'll say goodbye now and tell you how much I love you, how sweet you are, and how I wish I held you in my arms tonight so that I could cradle your head on my pootie and rock you to sleep with some sweet kisses. So good night, baby. Take good care of yourself, and take care of little Cindy, too. now I'll finish up the tape by talking to Cindy. Here's Cindy. Come on, Cindy. Here's Cindy. Here's Cindy. Come on, Cindy, baby. Come on to Carly. Come on, Cindy. Come and see Carly. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Sit up, Cindy. Sit up. Come on, Cindy. Sit up. Sit up. Here. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Here, Cindy. Come on, Cindy. How does she react to that, honey? Cindy, how do you react to that? Okay, baby dog. There you go. You got some noise now. I want to tell you, Flossie, I've been having this English class on Mondays and Wednesdays, and today I worked real hard, and I was just about to go home, and I thought, my God, I got an English class. So I rushed over, and I was a little, about 5 minutes late, but I've got about 20 guys and gals in there, and they're kind of interesting to teach. I make a lot of racket, and I walk up and down, and I make a lot of sounds in my throat, and chick 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 and chit 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 and tut 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 and pup pup pup, and it's hard for them to do, and they get to laughing, and I make them do these things. Vietnamese vocal tones are kind of soft; they don't have to use much air, and I make them make a lot of air come up in their throat so they can make their noises they're supposed to, and they get a big bang out of it. And I'm getting a bang out of it too. But there's Ed's got a little scooter, one of these little scooters. I've never ridden one. And so the other day I was thought I'd better try and ride one, and I got out there and got a, it's very hard to run. You'd break your neck if you don't know what you're doing. So I practiced a little while on it, but tonight I came home on it, and gosh, it's dangerous. You gotta get killed. I've got to watch it. I've better practice some more before I ride it. I imagine I'd be a wild cowboy if I got to, because I really like it. It's fun to ride on them, but boy, it's dangerous. A fella can switch around here and get run over, and the thing can fall over on him. And I watch these Vietnamese. That's what they ride all the time. And they, it's surprising. These women sit on the back of them, side saddle, and stroll around here. And you've seen them on some of them pictures I've got. Well, anyway, I'm having a good time in the English class, and I'm having a good time in my job. And goodbye.